To Israel now, where the government is debating whether to extend a law that allows ultra-Orthodox Jews to defer military service in favor of religious study. The law has long been a point of contention between the ultra-Orthodox community and more secular Israelis. There are other disagreements as well over the use of public money for religious schools, for example. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem on a debate going on within Israel's ultra-Orthodox community over how much to engage with the Israeli mainstream.
The Jerusalem neighborhood Mea Shearim is an ultra-Orthodox stronghold. It's a place where the Israeli police tend to keep a low profile, and here's an example why. Uniformed police officers arrested several suspects on tax evasion charges this week. Dozens of men dressed in the traditional ultra-Orthodox style, long black coats, big beards, and black hats, confronted the officers in the street. It was just the latest episode in a larger culture clash between the ultra-Orthodox minority, which Israelis refer to as Haredim, and the rest of society. Shmuel Israel runs a sewing machine repair shop close to where the arrest took place. Israel's an observant Jew himself, but he resents the way the Haredim live in isolation from the mainstream. It's not good, Israel says. They don't pay taxes, they don't serve in the army, and they don't contribute. This all goes back to a deal made by Israel's first prime minister, David Ben-Gurion. The ultra-Orthodox were given exemptions from military service and generous government subsidies so they could spend long hours in prayer and religious study. This arrangement has endured, and it's a win-win, says a 28-year-old Haredi man who gives his name as Yehuda.
The way we feel is that when we learn and we study Torah all day, that's a big merit for the survival of the Jews. So we feel that as long as there are people fighting in the army and there are people learning, they complement each other.
As Yehuda sees it, the Haredim are being pressured by the media, by the government, and by secular Israelis to make an unacceptable compromise.
We will not give up on our standards of living a life of Torah. We're religious and we're completely committed to that. We're not going to give up on those standards just because other people think we shouldn't be religious.
Around the corner, there's a much more extreme view from one segment of the Haredi community on display. It's a wall poster that says the evil Israeli government is trying to destroy Haredi Judaism by conducting a brutal campaign of arrests. The poster is an example of what's wrong in the ultra-Orthodox community, according to 52-year-old Yehuda Meshi Zahav. He's a former Haredi extremist himself. In the 1970s and 80s, Meshi Zahav organized demonstrations against the Israeli authorities. But now, Meshi Zahav is very much engaged with the mainstream. He runs a highly regarded volunteer organization of emergency medical responders. Many of them come from the Haredi community. Most of the ultra-Orthodox community is completely sane, Meshi Zahav says. These people recognize that Israel is made up of different sectors that all belong here. But there are still extremists, he says, and they have too much influence on the community. Meshi Zahav says the leaders of the Haredi community have to speak out against ultra-Orthodox extremism. He says throwing rocks at police, spitting on schoolgirls for not dressing modestly, or attacking businesses for not being religiously observant enough, these are actions that more Haredi leaders need to denounce publicly. In general, Meshi Zahav and others like him want to lower the walls that divide the Haredim from the outside world. They want more people from the ultra-Orthodox community to enter the workforce, to serve in the army, and more broadly serve the nation of Israel. But for some ultra-Orthodox Jews, such views amount to heresy. Yoelish Krois is a 39-year-old Haredi activist. He lives in a two-room apartment off an alleyway in the Mea Shearim neighborhood with his wife and their 13 children. If you ask me, Krois says, the Haredim need to be more isolated from the rest of society. That's how we can preserve our way of life. Croy says engaging with the non-Haredi world is a slippery slope that would lead to one thing. The ultra-Orthodox would inevitably become secular, and there's no way around it, he says. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.